Senator Kamala Harris accepted the Democratic vice presidential nomination Wednesday night, becoming the first graduate of a historically black college or university to join a major party ticket. You're listening to 91.7 WVXU on NPR One. I'm Tana Weingartner, and I spoke with Alfred Anthony Pinkard, the president of Wilberforce University near Dayton, about why that's a point of pride for many HBCUs, their students, and alumni. As a Howard University graduate yourself and the president of the nation's oldest private historically black university, how does it feel personally to see a fellow graduate on a major party presidential ticket?
Well, it's very exciting. It's very exciting to see the acknowledgement of these wonderful institutions and what they produce. Of course, this is not new for those of us who have attended HBCUs, but it's wonderful to have this spotlight not only highlighting Kamala Harris and her accomplishments, but the fact that she is a graduate of Howard University. And so it's very exciting for the world now to be introduced, many people introduced for the first time, and many others reintroduced to HBCUs in this particular sector of American higher education.
And just more broadly, why is this significant to HBCUs in general?
First, I think we need to say that American higher education is wonderfully diverse. It's a mosaic of various types of institutions, Catholic institutions, women institutions, community colleges, and HBCUs, tribal colleges, Hispanic serving institutions. And that's unusual in the world. So we're unique, wonderfully so in that way. Historically black colleges, HBCUs, have always really sort of occupied the margins, and people have always misunderstood that these institutions, they've never been given the kind of focus that they deserve, although they have produced incredibly luminous alums. And so it's just nice to have HBCUs now be a part of the conversation when one talks about colleges and universities in America and the choices that students would have. And so I think that's why this is a particularly a good and interesting and exciting moment for HBCUs.
What are you hearing from your colleagues, from your students, from alumni?
Everyone's very excited. I mean, again, this has been awakening to focus on HBCUs. We see it in the philanthropic community. You no doubt are aware of the $120 million that the Netflix couple gave to HBCUs and to UNCF, which is an advocacy organization for HBCUs. Most recently, Mackenzie Bezos, the ex-wife of Jeff Bezos, gave $1 billion to causes that address racial injustice. And of course, some of that money was spearheaded for HBCUs as well. And there are athletes who are now wearing HBCU garb to bring attention. And so there is a heightened awareness of these institutions. And not only is there an awareness, but there is an opportunity for celebration and affirmation to say that look at this group of institutions, about 107 of them, Wilberforce, having been founded in 1856, that are now getting their due. And people are now becoming aware of these institutions and what they have historically meant to this nation and to the world. These are institutions that are not just for African Americans. These are national institutions. And the alums of these institutions have gone on to make an imprint on the world. And that's just not generally known. And now it can be. And I think that's just exciting and fair.
Yeah, so following on with that, you know, what do you do with this moment? Do you see this as something that might drive recruiting for Wilberforce?
Both recruiting and philanthropy. Absolutely, this is a time. HBCUs have, although we have been incredibly productive in what we've done, many of our institutions have struggled because of uneven resources and funding, because many people have not known about these institutions or incorrectly defined them in a particular kind of way. And so now with this awakened awareness, yes, we certainly expect to see an uptick in students wanting to come to our institution and investors wanting to invest in our institutions. And we certainly see that for Wilberforce. And that's a part of the message and the strategy that we're using as I move out and talk to people about Wilberforce more particularly and HBCUs more generally. So absolutely, we're expecting a sea change as we move forward. I mean, this is an inflection point for these institutions, and it's occurring at a time when a lot of conversation is being had about racial inequality and social injustice.
Alfred Pinkard is president of Wilberforce University in Wilberforce, Ohio. Thank you so much for speaking with me.
Thank you so much for the invitation. Happy to be with you.